Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, we come to you this morning forever grateful for your goodness, your mercy, and your blessings upon us, our lives. Father, we thank and praise you that it is in you that we move and we breathe and we have our very being. Father, we thank you that we know that we could do absolutely nothing without you, but with you we can do everything. We thank you, Lord, as we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday and how he had such a forgiving heart and a forgiving spirit. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you told us in your word that when we ask you for forgiveness, you are faithful to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So right now, Lord, we ask you that you forgive us of everything, Lord, and that our walk will be like yours. We thank you so much for this TMC family. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who are the founders of this call. And Father, we thank and praise you for the D.S. De Leon family. Father, we thank you, Lord, that they were obedient to the mandate that you gave them. And now, Lord, we ask that you will cover them with your precious blood, that you bless them with wisdom from on high, that you order their footsteps and give that lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path. And Father, we also thank you, Lord, for each and every family member who is on this call this morning. You know exactly what they need to hear, so as what we need to hear. So as the speaker comes forth, oh, God, we just thank you for our speaker. We thank you, Lord, that you have downloaded a word that we need to hear that's straight from the throne room of God, that is all of you and none of them, that they are blessed, oh, God, that they're walking in according to your word, and, Father, and that whatever they touch prospers. Father, give us listening ears and hearing hearts, listening ears, oh Lord, and that we are faithful doers of your word. And Father, that not a seed of the word that goes forth will be dropped this morning. Now, Lord, we command the airways to line up with the word of God that is already saturated and cleansed with your blood, so each and every word will go forth with clarity. Lord, we thank you for this day that you have made, and we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family, as we walk in forgiveness as God would want us to do. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us and for giving us the tag for today. We are Forgiven Friday, and so we thank you very much for allowing yourself to be used as of God would use you this morning. Well, God morning, Master Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California, all the way on the West Coast, and I greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings here on the Master's Call. I heard so many new voices come on this morning, and we welcome you. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to you having your life enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call. See, this call has been going forth every Monday through Friday, even on the holidays, since October the 25th of 2010. And I thank God every single day for the opportunity to say thank you to the co-founders of the Master's Call, our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and our Dr. Super Fantastic, Dr. P.K. Roberts. If it was not for their yes, we would not have this opportunity to share here in this telecommunication sanctuary. So we thank each and every single one of you for dialing in. We thank you for sharing. And we want to let you know that you can go to our website. Yes, we have a website. That website address is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And you will see that all of our messages have been archived on our website. You'll also see that we are on day 11 of our 40-day fast. Yep, day 11 of our 40-day fast, which means that we have not had any meat, any sweets, any bread. Well, as Dr. Vanessa would say, no flesh, period. That includes fish, okay? So no flesh, no sodas, no anything that you should not have. Plus, she did ask us in the beginning to send in to info at thethemasterscall.net, the five things that we are believing God for in 2016. As our theme says, through me in 2016, God's glory is seen. In 2016. So we are believing God for greater things and bigger things. And also, as this is Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, we're believing him for God-ordained dreams. So today, make sure that sometime through the day, you write down what your dreams are. Immediately following this call, we have the opportunity to head over to the new morning motivational call. And that number is 641-715-3865, and the access code is 539598#. We are, almost 30 days away from our celebration in Las Vegas, Nevada, the 2016 Artists International kickoff will be taking place at the Planet Hollywood Hotel. That will be February the 16th and 17th, and we hope to see each and every single one of you there. We are all intertwined by a phenomenal health and wellness company that has been changing lives for over 25 years, which is known as Artists International. So please, please, please make sure that you are there to hear what's new, what's greater, and what you need to do this year in Artists International. Well, I will give you additional announcements later on, but at this time, it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. Our speaker for this morning, Pastor Derek E. Allen. Pastor Derek has been pastoring for over 16 years, and he is the pastor president of Divine Word of Truth in Brooklyn, New York. Pastor Allen married Beverly Brenzel on June the 12th of 1982, and from their union, they have three wonderful children, Nigel, Clavia, and Angel. In addition, God has blessed them with a son-in-law, a daughter-in-law, and three grandchildren. In May of 1988, Pastor Allen received his local license to preach in Trinidad and Tobago. He furthered his studies in mobilization for evangelism, meeting the Muslim Challenge, World Mission Today, effective communication, Christian leadership, and evangelizing the Hindu. In February of 1996, he attended Community Bible Institute in New York and graduated in May of 1999 with a certificate in theology, majoring in religion from the International Theological Seminary of California. Pastor Allen has traveled to several countries to minister the word and to perform various pastoral duties. Pastor Allen is an artist distributor and continues to be instrumental in the lives of everyone he interacts with. His desire is to win the world for the Lord. However, if he helps one sinner to find his or her way to God, then his life is not in vain. Pastor Allen continues to be the bold and brazen, fighting on the Lord's side vessel. And so at this time, without further ado, the next voice that you will hear here on the Master's Call will be none other than the phenomenal, the outstanding man of excellence, man of God, Pastor Derek E. Allen. Are you out there, Pastor Allen?
Well, praise the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. Amen. God bless you. Can you hear me this morning?
I hear you loud and clear, man of God. Take it away.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that kind introduction. I want to say Happy New Year. It's the 15th of January already. Amen. First time being able to shout you out on this call. So I want to wish each and every one of you a Happy New Year. Amen. I pray that whatever your desires are, your wishes are for 2016, that God will indeed grant you the desires of your heart, and whatever, amen, he have for you to do would be in his will, and your, amen, praise God, your plans would be in his will. I want to give it back to, amen, Minister Willer, who opened in prayer, amen, Minister Tiffany, Dr. Weatherspoon, amen, praise God, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Robert, God bless you, all of you on this call this morning. If you're a new listener to the TMZ call, welcome. Amen. I want to talk to you this morning about prayer. I know it's a prayer time where the churches get together, amen, and do their prayer for the beginning of the year, the TMZ call, 40 days of praying and fasting. Amen. It's a great time to really connect with Father. Amen. As I would tell our church, we are also in that season of praying. Amen. And we are having a great time in the presence of the Lord. So I want to talk to us today about prayer. In the book of Romans chapter number 8, verse 26 and 27, I want to just share with us this morning, and I come today not with a religious concept, amen, or to put anything on anyone who, amen, embrace their Christianity in the way that they do. But I just want to share, amen, this with you, amen, so maybe you can get some help as you continue this Christian walk, as you go through this time of prayer and fasting and waiting on God to hear what God have to say, amen. So in the book of Romans, chapter number 8, verse 26 and 27, the word of God said, and this wise, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, amen. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered. For he who searches the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Amen. And I bring the scripture this morning. I shift a little bit, but I bring the scripture for us who are praying, for us to understand this morning that sometimes, you know, even as a pastor, you have people in the church and they've been there for years, or they come to the church and they tell you, well, you know, I was going to church for many years, but for some reason, they did not learn anything. Some people say, I don't know how to pray. And this is why, amen, I brought this scripture for us to understand this morning. Amen. I'm going to, you know, I always try to teach and preach a little bit. I'm gifted as a pastor teacher. Amen. So to understand this morning that, yes, the Bible says that. Paul told the Romans that we don't know how to pray as we are. And I draw that to understand that there are things that happen in your life. There are things that you see happen before you. And really to put the vocabulary together, amen, to really word it in the way that will make sense. And not to God, because even your rumbling, even your groaning, God understands. He who searches the heart know what the mind of the Spirit is. So God doesn't have a problem with it. But sometimes we have a problem, amen, with understanding that praying, amen, praise God, if we allow the Holy Ghost, this is where I'm going, yes, to pray for us, then we would not have any problem. We have a language that we all can, amen, understand each other by. For the most part, we speak English, amen. Some have broken English and other stuff, but it is English. For the most part, we can understand each other. But the Bible said that we do not know how to pray as we ought. So because we don't know how to pray as we ought, amen, my advice to you this morning is to pray to God, that God would allow you to experience the baptism in the Holy Ghost, amen, so you can pray in that language. And when you pray in that language, because he who searches the heart know what the mind is, you know what you want to tell him, howbeit we do it with groaning, the Spirit make intercession for the saints. Amen. So this morning, I want to let you understand that, amen, when you stand praying also, you have to forgive. So I'm talking about praying this morning, and sorry, I'm in the message already. When you stand praying, forgive. Amen. Because if you want, the Bible said, your Heavenly Father to forgive you of your trespasses, then you have to forgive others theirs also. And I want to let you also know this morning that there are conditions, amen, to answer prayer or to accept prayer. One of the conditions, amen, for answered prayer is, amen, obedience. Obedience, hallelujah, is one of those, amen, conditioned to answer his prayer. I know faith is important. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hallelujah. So faith, yes, faith. But obedience, I believe, is the crown and jewel, amen, praise God, to answer prayer. Because you see, beloved, we can have faith, amen, that we can move mountains. But God, if you don't have obedience, then you're going to try to move every mountain that you see. And God has not called us, praise God, to move every mountain. There are things specifically that God called us to do. And those are the things that we should be doing. Amen. So I really believe this morning that obedience is the crowned in jewel, amen, to answer prayer. And yes, faith is important because faith moves God. Amen. Hallelujah. The word of God said to obey is better than sacrifice. Now, in the book of 2 Chronicles, so I'm giving you another scripture to build on this morning. The Bible said 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. Oh, this morning, God is calling you and I, beloved, hallelujah, to do four things. And he said, if we do those four things, then he's going to do only three that will really, really transform our life. Is anybody hearing me today? If my people will do four things, God will respond in three ways. Number one, God wants us to do, the Lord wants us to humble. If my people will humble. Some of us, I pray this morning in 2016, some of the experiences that you went through in 2015 that really you did not see God, oh, you didn't see God anointing or God power in your life. I don't know you this morning. Some of you have never seen before, but we've been sharing for years on this call. So I speak to you this morning, amen, in the office of a pastor, to encourage you this morning to walk humbly before God. The Bible said if we exalt ourselves, then we will be obeyed. But if we humble ourselves, we shall be exalted. Is anybody hearing me? Do we want us to humble? That is to confess. Amen. Number two, he need us to pray, to repent. Number three, want us to seek his face. Spend time before him. And I want to take a few minutes right here because while I was studying for this, amen, I did some research, and one person drew a reference to seeking the face of God. And as I said, amen, praise God, I saw Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon on a profile, amen. So from that profile, I have an idea. And somebody told me I met her before. I'm not sure, but I cannot remember. Amen. But just seeing the person, I met Dr. PK before, and I can visually see these women, amen, and I can see, amen, choose that image. I can see if they are joyful, if they are, the anointing is there, the sorrow is there, the peace is there. So in other words, the person was saying, this seeking the face of God is like looking daddy, amen, in his face. Praise God. And we may say, well, pastor, we have not seen the face of God. Well, look at the brother and the sister, amen, who you're around this morning, and they talk about the joy of the Lord. But if you look at them, you can see directly through them. Oh, they're having a bad day today. They're going through something. Have you ever been in the midst of people and you look at this particular person, you say, what's wrong with you? And they may want to know, what are you talking about? But from their personality, from their persona, you can see, amen. So this person was saying, when God said, seek ye my face, he's talking about know me, know my heart, know my thoughts, know my characteristics, know my attributes, seek my face. Don't be hurried. Amen. Praise God. But I want you to stay in my presence. Is anybody hearing me this morning? He wanted you to seek his face. Praise God. the name of the Lord. And number four, amen, he need us to turn from our wicked ways. He wanted to come back. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell somebody this morning on this 15th day of January 2016 that it does not matter what you have done, that daddy love you. It don't matter, amen. You may be one of the prodigal son or the prodigal daughter this morning. Don't matter, amen. Just return. Just return. If you do those four things God said I will do for you, number one, I will hear. I will hear, amen. God said in his word, call upon me and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. You obey and the Father would do just what he said. He would not only hear you, but he would forgive. Forgive for Friday, I believe today the theme is Forgiveness Friday. God is willing to forgive you this morning. You may have condemned yourself. You may have said amen in your heart that what I have done, oh, there is no way that God can forgive me. Oh, take the word of God to have this morning. Amen. The Bible said, amen, if your heart condemned you, that God is greater than your heart. He want to forgive you this morning. Hear me, beloved. Forgiveness is the divine miracle of grace. Oh, the grace of God is extended to each and every one of us this morning. The cost, amen, is not cheap. The cost to God was the cross of Christ. Amen. For Christ died for our sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God this morning. Yes, beloved, in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 and 7, the word of God said, hallelujah, amen, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. I'm coming down this morning, hallelujah. Also in the book of 1 John 1 and 9, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you confess your sin, hallelujah, he will forgive your sins and he will heal your land. If you confess the sin, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sin and to purify you, to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. God wants to forgive you this morning. All he wants you to do is obey. I told you this morning in your prayer time, as you fast today, as you pray today, amen, praise God, obey. Don't, even on your job, oh my God, you're a child, submit to the authority of your parents. Amen. Even as an adult, sometimes we beat our chest and we say, I'm a grown man. I'm a grown woman. No one can tell me what to do. Well, I found out a long time ago, it does not matter who you are. You might be a diamond president. You might be, amen, a platinum president or a coordinator. It does not matter. There is somebody over you. Is anybody hearing me? Oh, on this morning, number three, he wants to heal your land. He wants to heal your body. He wants to heal your marriage. He wants to heal your relationship. Oh, he wants to heal your finances this morning. He wants to heal your land. Amen. Praise God. Your land is not just, amen, the ground earth. Amen. But your land is where you possess your home this morning. You're living in your house, but your house is not a home. Oh, God want to heal that for you on today. Beloved, amen, 3 John 2, amen. I wish above all things that thou wouldest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. Amen. Psalms 34:19, amen. I'm a word man this morning. Many are the affliction of the righteous. Oh, but the Lord deliver them out of them all. In the Bible this morning, beloved ones, we read about a man, his name was Naaman. The Bible said that Naaman was a commander, amen, praise God, of the army of the king of Syria. He was a great and honorable man. in the eyes of his master. Is anybody hearing me today? He was sick. Oh, my God, Naaman, with the rang that he had, he still had a problem. In verse number 2, the Bible said, amen, by him the Lord given victory to Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. Amen. And the Syrian had gone out to raid, and they brought back, amen, captive, a young girl from the land of Israel. She waited, the Bible said, on Naaman's wife. Then she said to her mistress, if only my master were with the prophet who is in, amen, Samaria, for he would heal him of his leprosy. This morning, beloved one, I'm bringing this to you to understand, amen, obedience changes things. I told you earlier, praise God, we beat our chest, and we think because of our rank, we think because of our prestige, we think because of our money, amen, and where what our zip code is, we believe that, amen, nobody can tell us what to do. And Naaman was in that same place. We read where the king sent letter, amen, the king of Syria to the king of Israel. And when the king of Israel got the letter, man, he was so mad. He wanted to know, how could this king send me letter that he tell me to get rid of Naaman's leprosy? Am I God? Am I the one who take, amen, sickness away or put sickness on? But the Bible said when Elisha heard through his servant about Naaman's plight and, amen, what he was going through, he told Naaman, Naaman, go and dip 7 times in the Jordan. And, amen, Naaman defiled that. He was saying that, amen, Papa, amen, and Abana, those two rivers in where he came from, they were so crystal clear. And how could this man want me to go in this dirty Jordan river water? But this morning, it's not the water in the Jordan, but it's the obedience of the man of God. This morning, I'm here to tell you, as I bring in this word today, praise God, God wants you to obey. So as you go through this fasting this morning, you may not know how to pray, but let the Spirit of God pray for you. Amen. And walk in obedience. What God tells you to do, just do it. And you're going to see God moving on your behalf. The Bible said that his servant stopped him on their way. And while he was going back to where he came from, because number 2, the man of God did not come out to meet him. Amen. The servant said, my Lord, and I'm paraphrasing because of time, if the man of God had asked you to do something hard, would you have done it? Oh, and he thought about it, and he went back to the Jordan, and he dipped 7 times, and he, man, first time, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, 6 times, 7 times, and the 7th time he came up, amen, clean as he was. God bless you this morning is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Over to you, host. Praise God.
God, hallelujah. Thank you so much for that prophetic and profound on-time word, Pastor Allen. I will be calling you back to give us our benediction shortly. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we just bless your name. We praise you. We magnify you, and we celebrate you. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that your will be done in each of our lives on this, the 15th day of January 2016. I thank you for each and every caller who has dialed into this, the Master's Call. And I thank you for those that will listen later. I pray that your favor, your blessings, your increase, your healing will rest upon them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I come right now lifting up the family of Anthony Wayne Ward to you, oh God. I pray right now that your comfort, your peace, and your strength will be upon them as you have called him on home to be with you, God. I pray right now that you will just continue to do great and mighty things in our life, Father, and we thank you in advance. We thank you that Dr. Martin Luther King had a dream, Father, and that his dream is continuing to go on through generations and generations. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that we would allow the God-ordained dreams that you have for each and every single one of us to manifest here on earth as they are in heaven. And so we give you, oh God, the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. And we decree and declare that these things are done in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677-pound. Again, 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. We will be heading over after part two of this call to the morning motivational call where we'll be answering your questions. And so please dial 641-715-3865. And that will be immediately following this call today. Also, very, very, very important call that will be happening today, 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Artists International will be having a call especially for you. We want to make sure that when you call in, you say your name and not where you're calling from, but shout out what team you are on. So if that is Tiffany Lauderdale and I am on Dorothy Cook's team, then that is the way that I will announce myself on that call. And the number to call into is 712-432-0900. I'll say the number again, 712-432-0900. And the PIN code is 847-610-pound. So you want to make sure that you are on this call this afternoon. So once again, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone who has dialed into this, the Master's Call on this day. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us and giving us our tag. You are forgiven Friday, Pastor Derek Allen. Wow. Thank you so much for allowing God to use you to minister to each and every single one of us this morning. And I'm going to be calling you back to give us the benediction. And then the next voice that you will hear after Pastor Derek Allen will be the phenomenal, the wonderful, the victorious woman of God, our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Back over to you, Pastor Allen.
God bless you this morning. God bless you. Let's keep on praying. Let's keep on believing. Amen. Sorry for you using up so much time this morning. Amen. But I have so much to say. As we continue to pray and fast, we pray that God will continue, amen, to lead, guide God and direct us. Let us pray for one another. Amen. That 2016 will be a successful year. Amen. In all areas of our lives, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. Be with us now, I pray, in Jesus' name. Remember that you're the head, you're not the tail, you're a victor, not a victim. You're destined for greatness. Destiny is ahead of you. Square your shoulders. Keep your chin up. The sky is the limit. The earth belongs to God. God bless you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, man of God. I could tell you were full this morning. No problem, no problem. That's why we're excited that we get to hear from you again and again. And we thank you for that powerful word today on prayer. Well, good morning, TMC family. This is Pastor Vanessa. Want to again thank our mouthpiece who truly came with a message and blessed our hearts today, Pastor Derek Allen. Want to thank our entire TMC team, Ms. Willa, we appreciate you for being ready to hop in and just be a blessing. And for that tag today, we love and appreciate you so much. We thank you so much, our host, Minister Tiffany, way out there on the West Coast, for always being that songbird early in the morning, hosting God's people on this call. But we know today is the actual birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and we'll be celebrating the holiday on Monday. So we just thank God for his life and his legacy as we go through this weekend, remembering that he died to do his part to fulfill the dream of a better nation And let's look at our own lives and in the mirror and make sure in our circle of influence that we're doing the same. Each and every Friday, we to hear your prayer requests and your praise reports. And so for this first time, again, we want to, first month of the year, we want to continue to keep that transition in place and that tradition in place of having you call in by hitting your *6 and then 1, and it'll put you in the queue for us to hear your prayer requests. And we want to hear those praise reports of how faithful the Lord is and what he's doing in our lives. We know the word says in Deuteronomy 32, that 30th verse, that one could put 1,000 to flight, but two could put 10,000 to flight. And boy, we've got way more than two on this call this morning. So I love that kind of math. And I love loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So this morning we are ready with our arsenal full of the word of God, having on our armor of God to speak what the word says about us, knowing that Isaiah made us a promise in that word, that not one word, not prayer, will return void. So so far I was in the queue, so hit *6 and then 1, and you're welcome there to come on into the queue, and so we can all hear and be in support and in unison. I want to thank so many of you who did take the time and sent in your prayer requests and your praise reports, but mainly your prayer requests, your five things that you were believing God for, your five things that you are standing and having us locked into agreement in this time of consecration. I tell you, this has been one of the most powerful consecrations I've had in a long time, and actually one of the ones that has not been as hard on me physically. So I thank God for that. I think when we finally take care of our bodies all year, when we hit that fast, it's not as rough on us. So on this day 11, we thank God that so many of you are participating in the consecration. And for those of you who are not, it is not too late to go to themasterscall.net. themasterscall.net. And on that, you will see Corporate Fast, that tab to your right at the top. And click on that, and it has the prayer directives, has why we even fast. It has the natural things you need to do to prepare your body as we go through this time of fasting, the dates. It has a section on question and answers. We've done all we could do to prepare you for this powerful time of pressing in. You know, in the old synagogue, it was the outer court, the inner court, then the Holy of Holies. We want to be some Holy of Holies for those of us on this 21-40-day time of consecration, pressing in to the very presence of God, getting his mindset, getting his mandate, so that we know exactly what our mission is for 2016, destroying some strongholds that have been in our life. Matthew 17:21 tells us that some things do not come out, but by what? Prayer and fasting. We need both. We need both. So we're just believing God that more and more and more of you will become a part of this. And the times that you're not eating, you're spending that quality time in the presence of God, talking to Daddy God, not just with your laundry list and your bucket list, but really seeking God to tell you, God, your kingdom come, your will be done in my life. All right, we have just one in queue so far, 5697, who opened us up this morning. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. I have someone here.
Hi, good morning. My name is Javen Peterson. I'm Willa Peterson.
Oh, good morning, sir. We finally get to hear your voice. We have been playing with you for quite a while. Praise God.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to thank you guys for praying for me over the last week or two. My recovery is going very well from the surgery, and I just wanted to offer that as a praise and just say thank you to the group.
Wow. Well, for all you who don't recognize who that is, and Mama's just grinning all through the phone, I see it. That is our beloved minister, Willa Peterson's son, and she is with him in D.C. You know, Mama got to go check on son when he finishes his surgery, and he has gone through a major surgery, and we have been bombarding the heavens for you. And what a pleasant surprise to hear your voice, David. And we're excited to hear that praise report and know that we will continue to lift you up in prayer, man of God.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. Thank you, Miss Willa. I should have known. She's going to be, that's my buddy. But that is a very, you're more than welcome. That's a very pleasant surprise and praise report. Her son is a pilot and had major surgery, and we're just believing and knowing that all is well so he can return to what he loves to do, which is to fly. So we just praise God to hear his voice sounding strong there. And we know Mother is taking excellent care of you up there in D.C. His wife is also in the military, and she's stationed in another part of the country. So, you know, Mom's going to make sure she's right there with him. So we love and appreciate Minister Willis so much. He is such a blessing to the body of Christ and definitely to our Master's Call family. And to hear her son's voice, well, we've been praying for you, my brother, so I am so glad to hear from him. Well, that's all that's in the queue. We won't belabor. I tell you, God must be good. And I'm definitely not going to belabor the time, but I just want to make sure we always, as our mandate for this call on Fridays, take the time to give you so that you can come in and prayer. And, you know, unspoken prayer requests, God hears it. And so we would just go on and have our time of prayer closed. Well, I just am so excited on this Martin Luther King weekend, and just to make sure we take the time and remember what the sacrifices were and the things that have been changed over time from the life and the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. I was so blessed. I think many of you all know when I went to school in Atlanta, Spelman, I met Martin Luther King III, my freshman week, and have known him and the family all through the years. And as we often say, his father, they called him a civil rights leader. I believe that was our modern-day prophet. That was our Moses for people of color, for African Americans. And we never have said he was a perfect man. Moses wasn't a perfect man, but he was a God-ordained man. So we thank you for, thank God for the celebration. And to look in our own lives to make sure we're being true to the dreams and the goals that God has given us, as we reflect, especially through this consecration, that we will continue to strive to be the very best God has anointed us to be. Let's go to God in prayer. Intelligent Holy Spirit, we're so grateful. We're so excited on this Friday for all you have done, and we are so submitted in this time of consecration, of purging, of sanctifying ourselves, of sitting quiet before you to get your blueprint, to get your strategies for our lives right now and throughout this year. We just first want to say thank you, Daddy God. We want to say thank you, Father, for being a God full of grace, for being a God full of your mercy, for being a God that is provided, and being even for Javen that Jehovah Rapha, that healing virtue to his body. Father, for those who've had the financial challenges, thank you. You are Jehovah Yuri, or as some say, Jehovah Jireh. We thank you, Father, for you being that Jehovah Nisi, the God of our banner, our victory, for the breakthroughs that we've seen and the ones we have yet to see that you have promised us. We thank you, Utmost. You are Jehovah Rohi. You're our shepherd. Ah, you're our guide. And we are your yielded sheep, that we will let you lead us. We thank you even on this call. Ah, you are Jehovah Shema. We thank you for your presence, your very presence. Now we ask that Jehovah Makedesh, that Jehovah sanctifying power, the burning, consuming fire of God, to come in us now, and as we consecrate, to burn out of us everything and anything that's not like you. Father, as we lay before you, as we fast, as we pray, oh, burn out of us attitudes that don't glorify you. Burn out of us habits and hobbies that are not part of the character of God that you have given us. Oh, Father, burn out of us even goals that are not your God-ordained goals. Oh, let your Jehovah Makedesh consuming fire of the Holy Ghost burn in us, and then pour into us then your virtue. Pour into us the anointing that does destroy every yoke. We thank you, Father God, that we are yielded and we are still before you this morning. And we're thanking you for that word from the mouthpiece that had the God-ordained message, Pastor Derek Allen, prayer, the importance of dialogue with you, talking to you, our Daddy God. Now we ask you to touch your man servant. Thank you for his life, his ministry in Brooklyn and all around the world, his family. Father, you keep the blood of Jesus, the hedge of protection, the favor of God on his family. Thank you for his continued diligence to this call, to have been faithful since its beginnings, to be here for us each and every month. We say thank you, Lord, for his life. We thank you, God, for every family that's been represented, that is represented on this call, even those that will listen in later. Let them feel your conspicuous presence, the presence that says, Spirit of the living God, have your way. Your kingdom come, let your will be done in my life. Father, even as we pray, the directives that we've sent, let us be focused and faithful to only say what you say about us, to only say what the word says, that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, we are overcomers, and we're overcoming by, yes, your blood, the blood of the Lamb, and the word of our testimony is, yes, we can do all things through you, Christ, who strengthened us. Yes, our testimony is we are the head and we are not the tail. Yes, our testimony is we will not grow weary in well-doing. Ah, we will not faint, but we will stay faithful. We will stay focused. We will stay firm, holding on to the horns of the altar, knowing that you can do everything but fail. So we thank you today, Daddy God, as we continue pressing into that place in you to be positioned for purpose. We thank you that we have ears to hear and a heart to receive your word. We lift up our families and artists who have lost loved ones. I send the word to our First Lady Gloria Tate. She's traveled to New Orleans to have a homegoing celebration for her older brother. We just speak blessings to the entire family that as they come together, they celebrate the life of her older brother. And we just ask you for the peace and the traveling mercies that she needs. We speak the same blessings to our own beloved Minister Tiffany with the homegoing of her aunt. And as they celebrate even this upcoming Tuesday, her homegoing, Father, you have your way. You bless her and her family. And Father, for all that Tiffany has done, you just continue to bless the works of her hands. Father, bless each and every one of us who in this artist family are working faithfully to have the finances, to have the time off, to have all that we need to be there in Las Vegas next month, all for the familia to come on one page and one accord. We lift them up. Oh, we continue to lift up every member of our family. Father, as we keep on keeping on in you, Father, you know the spoken prayer request, but you know the unspoken prayer request. We celebrate hearing Brother Peterson today on the call. We thank you for your Jehovah Rapha healing virtue on his life. We thank you that you're continuing to do a perfect work in him. But we thank you for the many others that we have been praying for. We send the word of healing to Dorothy's son, Leroy. We just thank you that you're continuing to touch his body, heal his body. So, Father, as we intercede, as we bombard heaven, as we lock in one accord, we just ask for that corporate blessing, that corporate brush of your favor and love and grace and mercy. And we thank you for the many praise reports that shall come even this day and throughout this year in 2016 through me, that Kabod glory is being seen. Through each and every one of us, we'll do our part. We'll do our part. We'll do our part. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, we thank each and every one of you for being on the call today. We thank each and every one of you for pressing in on this Friday. We again send out a big thanks to Minister, Pastor, Man of God, Evangelist Derek Allen for always just being there and always bringing us a rich word that we can chew on for a long time on prayer. And as we leave this call, I pray many of you all will head on to our MMC call where we will be doing our question and answer, the Q&A that's going on over there now. Don't forget to be on the call tonight, our corporate call with our owners. That's going to be an exciting time at 7 p.m. Central Standard tonight. So we just have so much going on, but we want to grow on in Christ as we go. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part today of our Master's Call family. We love you. We speak blessings to you. Go in peace. Have that blessed weekend. In Jesus' name, bye-bye and bye-bye.